Galatians. And take out the trash today. Sexual immorality comes from trash in the heart. Jesus cleans us up. Amen? Amen. Impurity, trash in the heart. Jesus cleans us up. Amen? We forsake impurity. It is trash. Sensuality, trash in the heart. We forsake sensuality. In the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus cleans us up. Amen? See, Michael, even I can make this basket. Idolatry, trash in the heart. We forsake idolatry. And Jesus cleans us up. Amen? This is from Michael. Oh. That was not from Michael. This is from Michael. That was from my chiropractor too. Sorcery, witchcraft, all spiritual activity that is not of Christ is trash in the heart. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we forsake it, and He cleans us up. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5. You're already there. 16 through 23. And stand with me as we read. Galatians 5, 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, for these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would give you a humble heart? You and I must humble ourselves before God this morning. Would you pray that God would give you a humble heart, that you may humble yourself before the Holy Scriptures, that you may tremble at the Word of God, that you may forsake the trash in your heart and embrace the treasure of the Holy Spirit? Would you pray right now for the other people in this room? That God would touch their hearts, that they would humble themselves before God, forsaking the trash and embracing the treasure. Now, would you quickly pray for me that I would preach this sermon accurately and therefore powerfully? Heavenly Father, we pray that by your Holy Scriptures, you would edify New Life Community La Quinta, you would edify Trinity Baptist Church, and you would edify your body around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Hopefully you have notes in the bulletin. Galatians 5:19. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities. Enmities is the next word. The Greek word is ekthra. It means hatred. Comes from the Greek word enemy, ekthros. Number one in your notes: hatred is trash in your heart. Hatred is trash in your heart. Love is of God. Number two in your notes: if hatred is the trash, then love is the treasure. If hate is the trash, then love is the treasure. Let me ask you a question right off the bat. Is there someone in your life that you are unwilling to forgive? You're not interested in forgiving them. You don't want to restore the relationship. You don't want to be reconciled to that person. You don't want a relationship with them. You just hate them. You must bring that before the Lord and forsake it. Brothers and sisters, enmities, hatred is trash in our hearts. Forsake it. Hatred is one of the things that Jesus rescues us from. There is plenty of hatred in the world. Hatred is trash to the heart. Hatred is poison to society. Hatred and Christianity do not mix. Christians must not hate. Christians must not hate anyone, and Christians most certainly must not hate one another. Look behind me, Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. We are all one in Christ, male, female, rich, poor, red, yellow, black, white. Hatred is trash in the heart, brother or sister. Listen to me, brother or sister, are you holding on to bitter hatred, hateful thoughts toward someone else? Forsake it and let God take out the trash in your heart. Jesus has a better way. You're in Galatians 5. Please join me in Matthew chapter 5. Always keep your finger in Galatians 5 and join me in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5:43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? Look behind me at Proverbs 25:21. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. What is the upward way of the Christian? What are we called to do? Keep your finger in Galatians and join me, please, in Romans chapter 12. Romans 12:14. Bless those who bless you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Brothers and sisters, forsake the trash and embrace the treasure. Galatians 5:20. Idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife. The next word is strife. The Greek word means rivalry, fighting, quarreling. The church at Corinth had strife. And Paul calls them on it in his beautiful letter of 1 Corinthians. Look behind me. 1 Corinthians 1:10-13. Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind, in the same judgment. For I have been informed concerning you, my brethren, by Chloe's people, that there are quarrels among you. Well, I mean this. Each of you is saying, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, I am of Christ. Has Christ been divided? Paul was not crucified for you, was he? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Later on in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about this again. Look behind me, 1 Corinthians 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not able to accept it. Indeed, even now you're not able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly? Are you not walking like mere men? What is the truth? Look behind me, 1 Corinthians 12:4-6 and verse 27. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are a variety of ministries and the same Lord. There are a variety of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. Now you are Christ's body and individual members of it. We had a beautiful word last week in Romans chapter 13:13-14. Look behind me. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit unifies us in love. There must be no divisions. In your notes, the trash in our hearts causes division. Jesus unites us. The trash in our hearts causes division. Jesus unites us. I want to ask you a question. Are you currently divided from another brother or sister? Is there an issue between you and another Christian? Is there division? Brother or sister, forsake the trash and embrace the treasure. Strife comes from trash in our hearts. Do you want that trash in your heart? No. Forsake the trash. And embrace the treasure. Galatians 5:19. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, and jealousy. The next word is jealousy. Greek word is zealous. Zealous. We get our word zeal. In your notes, number 4. Jealousy is demanding or guarding a position or possession. Jealousy is demanding or guarding a position or possession. Jealousy is interesting because jealousy is not always sin. Jealousy is not always sin. Let me show you the one person who has the right to be jealous. Number 5 in your notes. God is jealous. God is jealous. Look behind me at Exodus 20:1-6. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them. Why? For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Praise his name. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. Look behind me, Exodus 34. Then God said, behold, I'm going to make a covenant before all the people. I will perform miracles which have not been produced in all the earth, nor among any of the nations, and all the people among whom you live will see the working of the Lord, for it is a fearful thing that I'm going to perform with you. Be sure to observe what I'm commanding you this day. Behold, I will drive out the Amorite before you, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite. Watch yourself that you make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land into which you are going, or it will become a snare in your midst. But rather you are to tear down their altars, smash their sacred pillars, cut down their Asherim, for you shall worship, you shall not worship any other god. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Praise his name. Praise his name. God is jealous. He demands to be worshipped and served as God. God will have no rival. And that is good. That is good. It is extremely important that God insists on his position. God's jealousy will ultimately cause him to pour out his righteous wrath on the earth. Please stay in Galatians 5 and turn to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10:26. For if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a terrifying expectation of judgment and the fury, zelos, of a fire which will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much severe punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled underfoot the Son of God, who has regarded as unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And again, "The Lord would judge his people. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God." God is jealous. God's jealousy will ultimately cause him to pour out his righteous anger on the earth. Jesus was jealous for God. Jesus was jealous for God. You remember in the temple, when he cleansed the temple, that is jealousy. Zeal, zelos, same Greek word, for thy house has consumed me. Paul was jealous, but not for himself. Paul was jealous for Christ. Look at this beautiful passage behind me, 2 Corinthians 11. For I am jealous for you, this is Paul, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. You see that? I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. Jealousy is not always sinful. For I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Paul says, I'm afraid you're being deceived, so I am jealous on Christ's behalf. But this is not the jealousy that Paul is talking about in Galatians 5. In Galatians 5, Paul is talking about sinful jealousy. Sinful jealousy is the result of selfishness and pride. In your notes, sinful jealousy comes from trash in your heart. Sinful jealousy comes from trash in your heart. We are jealous when we resent what someone else has and want it for ourselves. We are jealous when we resent what someone else has and want it for ourselves. You see this all the time with kids at school. My daughter comes home and says, "Dad, I have a new BFF." And I say, no, you don't. Don't play that game. It causes jealousy. You see it at school. She's my BFF. She's my BFF. She's not my BFF. You're not my BFF, but you're my BFF. And all it does is breed jealousy. Unfortunately, this kind of jealousy, this same kind of jealousy, can be in a church. It can damage relationships in a church. Jealousy creeps into relationships even at church. Someone's spending more time with another friend, and you're not getting much attention, so you are jealous. Selfishness and pride creep into a church and cause jealousy. Leadership struggles in a church are often the result of sinful jealousy. Here is a question for you. Are you jealous of someone else? Do you resent someone because of who they are or what they have? Are you jealous of someone else? Are you jealous? That jealousy is coming from trash. That jealousy that you are feeling is coming from trash in your heart. Jealousy is trash in our heart. Brother and sister, forsake the jealousy and walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5:19. But the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger. The next piece of trash we need to take out of our heart is outbursts of anger. The Greek word is thumos, wrath, or anger. Just like jealousy, anger is not always sinful. God is jealous. And because mankind has forsaken Him and placed other people and other things in His position, He will pour out His anger on the human race. All throughout the book of Revelation, we are told over and over again that God will pour out His anger upon the earth because of sin. This is called righteous anger. God's anger is perfectly holy and pure.
Amen.
There is not a single ounce of immorality in God's anger. Anger can be good or bad. What Paul is talking about here in Galatians 5 is clearly bad anger. When our anger is the result of selfishness, pride, bitterness, or something like that, it is sin. Paul calls us to forsake our anger. Forsake our anger. Keep your finger in Galatians 5. Please join me in Ephesians 4. It's just one book forward. Ephesians 4. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Here's a fascinating verse, brothers and sisters. Verse 26. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so we may give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Paul says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil a foothold. You know, Satan hates you. And while Jesus wants to take this trash out of your heart, Satan wants to put it in. And this thing called bitterness is a terrible thing that Satan does. It says, be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Bitterness is a terrible thing. Bitterness is trash for the heart. Bitterness has destroyed marriages. Bitterness has destroyed friendships. Bitterness has destroyed families. Bitterness has destroyed churches. Is there bitterness in your heart? Let me show you what happens. Julie and I are married. And every once in a while, I might say something unkind. Every once in a while, I say something unkind. I'll say something unkind to Julie. Now, the scripture says, be angry and do not let the sun go down on your anger. Why is that? Because Satan's going to come in and he's going to say, what a jerk. That guy is terrible. How can you tolerate him? How can he say that to you? You do so much for him all the time, and he has the gall to say that to you. And he whispers and whispers and whispers and whispers and whispers and whispers and whispers. And then the sun goes down and gets back up. And that bitterness in the heart has become acid and has become poison and is boiling up and has the potential of destroying our relationship. It works in a church, too. It works in a church, too. Maybe we have a deacon meeting. And Jerry is here, and he's the deacon of Christian Ed. And he'll bring his report. And then maybe another deacon will criticize Jerry. I haven't seen this happen, but maybe another deacon will criticize Jerry. And Jerry, being led by the Holy Spirit, will say, you know what, that's a good point, I'm being humble. Or Satan will come in and say, what, you work so hard here all the time, and you do all this, and they just come in and say that, and how dare they say that? And he just whispers, Satan's just whispering and whispering and whispering and whispering and whispering. And that bitterness is boiling up. Have you ever experienced that in your own life? I have. Someone hurts you. Someone says something unkind. Someone makes you mad. Someone disappoints you in some way, and that someone is a brother or sister in Christ. Satan has this jar of acid we call bitterness. He wants to burn your heart. He wants to hurt your heart. He's just going to pour it in, and the anger builds, and the resentment builds, and the bitterness builds, and it's acid in your heart. And he will use that to destroy your relationships, your marriages, your relationships with your kids, your relationships with your grandkids. He will use it, and he will go as far as we let him go. We look at our church and we say we have a loving church, and we do. Satan hates that. And he will try to destroy this church. And if you or I let bitterness take root in our heart, you will be amazed at how quickly this beautiful thing we have will be destroyed. Bitterness is trash in your heart. Are you bitter at your spouse? Are you bitter at your kids? Are you bitter at someone else in our church? Bitterness is trash in the heart. I plead with you as your pastor, because I love you, forsake it.
Amen.
And walk in freedom. Look at verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also have forgiven you. That is the beautiful life of Christianity that is available to you in the power of the Holy Spirit. Will you walk by the Spirit? The word bitterness is, the word anger in Galatians 5 is plural. It's literally angers. Angers. That's how we get the translation, outbursts of anger. Paul is talking about those times when you lose your temper. Brothers and sisters, when I lose my temper, it is because there is trash in my heart, and I have to get rid of it. One of my favorite verses is behind me on the screen, James 1, 19 and 20. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. God is loving, kind, and incredibly patient, and we should look to him as our example. Exodus 34:6. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth. One of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. Why? Who is talking in this verse? The Lord himself. When the Lord talks about himself, he describes himself with these words. Let me show you some more. Nehemiah 9:17, they refused to listen and did not remember your wondrous deeds which you had performed among them. So they became stubborn and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. This is the prophet Nehemiah, obviously prophesying about Israel. But you are a God of forgiveness, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness, and you did not forsake them. Look at Psalm 86:15. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth. Psalm 103, verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. Psalm 145, verse 8, the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great in loving kindness. Praise God! He is slow to anger. He is eternally, awesome, lovingly patient with us, and He is a forgiving God. Shouldn't we do the same for each other? Galatians 5. By the way, in case anyone gets the wrong idea, I learned how to not let the sun go down on my anger by God giving me a forgiving wife. Galatians 5:19. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities or hatred, strife, jealousy, and outbursts of anger. Will you pray with me, please? Search your heart right now. Is there someone in your life that you simply do not want to be reconciled to? You're not interested in having a relationship with them. You don't want the relationship to be restored. You don't want to forgive them. You hate them. Allow the Holy Spirit to take that out of your heart. Are you currently divided from another brother or sister in Christ? Maybe part of this church, maybe not part of this church. Is there division? Is there an issue? Is there drama? Are you divided from another Christian person? If there is division among you, one or both of you are walking according to the flesh. Forsake it and embrace the treasure of the Holy Spirit. Are you jealous of someone else? Are you bitter towards someone else? Oh, brother or sister, this can be such a wonderful day for you. If you will let go of it, if you will repent, if you will forsake it, the Holy Spirit will clean out your heart. You can take out the trash today. Heavenly Father, we pray for each other that we would forsake the trash and that you would fill us with the fruit of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.